Hello and welcome back to the Forever Brawl podcast. I'm Jordan, and today we're going to be going over the top five brawlers in the meta currently. So I know this new meta just came out a few weeks ago, so I feel like I kind of need to do this. It's pretty needed. And that one episode I was saying where I would like go over all my stuff in Brawl Stars, like pins, skins, everything, is going to have to wait till next time or the time after that. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, so this episode is pretty needed. I'm going to do this episode every time there's a new set of balance changes. Let me know if you want me to go over the balance changes, but I don't think I will, because these top five brawlers will just kind of tell you, like, what the balance changes were favoring. So, yeah, the meta has shifted quite a bit. I would still say some of the best brawlers, like Bonnie, Janet, and Carl are still up there. They're probably still S tier and maybe top of the A tier, but they didn't get like nerfed thoroughly. They just got a small piece of them nerfed. So let's just hop right into this episode. By the way, it's going to be pretty short because I didn't have time to prepare for this episode. So I'm just I did prepare a little bit, but not very long. I didn't really have much time today. You guys know it. I have football 4 days a week, and I'm just so busy. I couldn't have done an episode yesterday either because I was training for a mountain bike race that I have in 3 weeks. So yeah, that a little bit about that race. That race is 50 miles, so I have to train a lot for it. I've already done a few training rides, but yeah, it's gonna be hard. But I'm doing with one of my friends who is really strong, and he's a good mountain biker. I have to train for that, so I'm probably going to be less consistent with episodes now. And not to mention football. I have for my school, there's a flag football team, and I'm on it. Our flag football team is second in the county. I'm not going to say what county I'm in, but I'm in, actually, it probably won't matter. I'm going to say I'm in Orange County. In Southern California, it's, we're second in Orange County for football teams, which I think is pretty cool for, flag football teams in middle school. Also I've been surfing a lot. I surfed yesterday, at this beach called Doheny. You guys probably don't even know it, but yeah, it's a fun beach. I, surfed up a few times. I got some long rides, went out with my friends. It was really fun. It was not blowing out at all. The waves were good. And, it was great. So, I've been really busy also. You guys know it. I have homework. I have zero free time. And when I do have free time, I'm probably playing Brawl Stars or hanging out with friends. But I'm going to try to record more now, but it's probably not going to matter. Without further ado, let's hop right into this episode. Okay, so the fifth best brawler, in my opinion, is Max. So, I feel like Max has just really jumped up in the meta because she hasn't received. Why did I say reserved? I don't even know if that's a word. she hasn't received any nerfs in a while. I can't remember the last time she got a nerf. So, she's definitely up there. One of the main reasons is because she is really good with her speed. If you can buff brawler speed, that will automatically get you, I don't know why I'm saying you, because you're not a brawler, I'm so dumb, but yeah, it'll automatically make the brawler S tier, definitely, at least B tier, A tier, S tier. She's been up there for a while, A tier, definitely. Usually bottom of the A tier, but this meta has just kind of shifted towards her, and especially with her damage, she can do well with her damage, because especially if she can get up close to someone, it's easier to hit your shots, and the gadget really allows you to do that. So you can do lots of damage with her. You can do 2,000 damage for one shot, which I think Max is very underrated inside of this meta, and I feel like she is definitely deserving of this number 5 spot, and I feel like she just really has, like I said, not received many nerfs, and I feel like she is kind of deserving of this because she's not been up here for as long as I've remembered. But yeah, number 4, in my opinion, is Poco. So, you know, I feel like Poco could be number 3rd, but I'm going to put him as number 4th because his damage buff really helped him. It just rounded him out. He is a great healer, and the Screeching Soul star power has just really, really completes his kit because his super wouldn't really be that good for area control. But now his super, like, what's really good about the super is you can have a teammate go in, super aggro, get them low, use your super on them, then they'll get back up to, then they'll heal, like, 3,000 health, and then they'll, keep going. But as you do that super, basically all of your enemies get 1,000 health depleted from them, so it just weakens them so much. It's while your teammates get healed. That's the reason why it's so good. I just think that Poco is in a great spot. I think he's the go-to healer, in my opinion, especially with the other star power, De Capo. But you don't even really want to be using that one. I don't know. But, yeah, super good brawler. Definitely deserves number 4 spot. And I feel like he's just so good. But, yeah, number 3, I'm going to say it's Janet because she's just so good with that long range attack, and she can pierce and she can get away, and that gadget's so broken still. Like, you can't heal while they're inside it, and it can actually take away a decent amount of their health if they don't know what they're doing. And if you put it in the right spot, it's impossible to take out, and it's going to stay there for like 30, 40 seconds, which is broken in my opinion. Yeah, she's so good, because, like, her damage is really underrated. Like, if you try to get aggro on a Janet, she'll just completely destroy you. Like, she can deal, 4,500 damage in a span of, like, 2 seconds. So never go aggro on a Janet, especially because, like, she'll deal damage to you. Her super's probably already charged, like, a fair amount. So you jump onto the Janet, and I'm just going through the scenario right now, I guess, apparently. You jump onto the Janet or whatever ability you have. Like, let's say you're an Edgar, you go on. She gets 2 attacks off, charges the super, gets away, and you're at, like, 1,000 health, and she just finishes you off in the air. And also, the other gadget is also great for getting away, jumping over walls and stuff. But it does waste 1 ammo, which is unfortunate, but it's a very small price to pay for a good ability to maneuver away from other brawlers that are probably going to kill you. So, Janet, great brawler, definitely deserves number 3 spot. Basically, everything about Janet's just good. Like, she's a... I think she has just a regular movement speed, but her attack range is great. She is piercing. She is a great way to get away. She's just rounded. She really is just well-rounded. But yeah, so number 2 is going to be Sam. So I think Sam deserves the number 2 spot because I've been playing with him a little bit, and I've seen some gameplay with him, and I remember... specifically, I think it was, like, the second day he came out, I faced some good player who had him, must have gemmed him or something, I don't know, but, probably gemmed, the Brawl Pass to, tier 30, got him, powered him up to power 11, and went into heist, and the game was over in, like, 30 seconds, it was so unfair. He had the star power, he just rushes the safe, he uses his star power to keep healing, and his attack is so good. It deals so much damage. Paired with his super, it's just an unfair amount of damage. And not to mention, once you're applying pressure to the safe or to your spawn, once you've spawn trapped everyone, your teammate, that allows your teammates to come up, so your teammates can also apply pressure, and then the enemy just ends up getting completely overwhelmed. And it's the same thing with Brawl Ball. Just if you rush in, you know what you're doing, Sam. It's unfair, and you're gonna win in less than 30 seconds. In any mode, honestly. Sam's just so broken. And he really favors a lot of just a lot of brawlers, because you can apply pressure, and then they can just apply even more pressure, because they're you and your teammates are focused on taking out the Sam, because they're right there, and you're not shooting at the other enemies, and they're still there shooting at you, which I think is the best trait about Sam, because he just allows his teammates to go undetected, kind of, I guess. Yeah, with the star power, they need to nerf that star power. He heals whenever he picks up his knuckle busters. It's so unfair. You can just heal, like, infinite, and you can get infinite speed, too, because whenever he uses it, he gets speed. And whenever he uses a super, he gets speed. And like I said, speed is a very good trait inside of Brawl Stars. I feel like this is just so needed. What am I saying is needed? Speed, yeah. So good. So much health. Tanks are really, really good right now. Some tanks, I guess. I should put it that way. And yeah. So, number one, in my opinion, is Griff. So Griff has just become such a good tank counter, and I think he really, really, one of the main reasons why I put him up here is because he counters Sam. So say you're going aggro on a Griff, no matter how much damage you're doing, Griff is going to out damage any brawler that's up close to you, because he does like 3,000 damage per shot, which is just unfathomable amount of damage. That's like 9,000 damage, and he unloads pretty quickly because of a recent buff he got. And I feel like his other star power, the one that makes his attacks go faster, used to be the better one, but now that he got a projectile speed buff, I feel like the other one, business resilience, I think it's called, he heals like 10 or 15% of his health every few seconds of his missing health, which means he can just keep attacking and healing at the same time, which is broken. I don't know, a few episodes ago, I put this as one of the worst star powers in the game, because he got outshined by his other star power so much. But now that his projectile speed got a buff, he's just so good, and he counters a lot of the aggro brawlers like Max and Sam, and just a lot of the brawlers that are up in the S tier, and a few in the A tier too, like Stu. Stu tries to dash in and they just die, because he's really good at short range. And Crow, if you try to jump onto a Griff, you're dead. Surge, kind of, but not really. Surge is really good also. Honorable mention. Counters Fang, because if you get up close with the Fang, if the Fang gets up close to you and you're a Griff, you're dead. Well, the Fang's dead, I guess. Put it that way. But yeah, Griff is just so good right now, and I feel like he definitely deserves his number one spot. But yeah, I think that's about it for this episode. I'll read off the replies today. I got a little bit of time. I'll read off the replies in a second. But yeah. Also, another thing I've been doing is fantasy football. So let me know if you do fantasy football. I might, if you guys want to, I can make a league. Maybe even this year, if you want me to, I could create a league that we could play in. But yeah, we could do that, or maybe next year. But that'd be so fun. We would just be able to have a fantasy football league for all the listeners and everything, and all other podcasters. It'd be so fun. But let me know if you guys do fantasy football. I have the best team right now. I'm in three leagues. One with my friend. One with my friend group, and then two other random leagues for fun. And I'm undefeated in all three of the leagues. I'm 2-0 for all three of the leagues, which is cool. But you guys probably don't care. You guys probably don't do fantasy football, because that's just I know some of you are in Australia, and that's mostly an American thing. But yeah, fantasy football is super fun, but it's been taking a lot of time, so that's why I have not been podcasting. But yeah, let's just, I guess, hop straight into these replies for the past two episodes, I think. I'll just shout out the past two, because I think I shouted out it some replies 3 episodes ago. So yeah, 2 episodes, we'll get replies set up. All right. Okay, so I'm just going to shout out the last 3 episodes because I have time, and I'm probably not going to have time later on in the future when I'm doing another episode. So yeah, I'm just going to take advantage of this time I have because I have time. So yeah, I'm going to do 3 episodes for shoutouts. For episode 30, I asked, what are your opinions on the new Brawl Talk? And Nick Legend said, amazing. Also, Gus is so good. I agree. Nick Legend, I've been playing with Gus recently, and he's very good. He's a little bit underwhelming, especially with his super, but he's a very good healer, and we need more healers in the game. So, Gus is really good. Link says, I think the update is pretty good, and I really like the brawlers because it looks like they need a lot of skill to be played. I might have forgot to say this, but Sam is really high skill cap. Well, he's just not... He's above average when it comes to skill cap. So, don't be surprised if you're not, like, completely dominating at first when you're playing with Sam. But yeah, Dick Collette says, thanks for having me on, bro. Yeah, no problem. It was really good to have a guest on the podcast. It was really fun, and I look forward to doing it again. And then, I don't know how to really pronounce this, but I'm gonna say, I am your Bob to God says, tis cool. So, yep, this is probably the longest Brawl Talk ever. So, definitely my favorite one yet. And then Miles R says, I like it. So, yeah, thank you everyone for replies on that. And then, for episode 31, I asked, whose side are you on, Hyra's or Crying Man's? And then, BS Atilante says, I think Hyra and Crying Man are 2 pros. Yeah, they're both pros at the game. I think... Crying Man's definitely an esports. I don't think Hyra's ever done esports, though. But yeah. Miles R says Crying Man and then crying emoji. Can you please shout out my answer for episode 28? I just checked. You don't have a reply for episode 28, but could you resend it in, and I will definitely make sure to shout that out. And then Christian says Crying Man with like a bazillion exclamation points. And then Declet says Crying Man for sure. Crying Man for sure. He is a respectful guy. Also, as a BB main, Hyra disappointed me with the things he did. Yeah, I agree with Declet on this. Crying Man was just minding his own business, and then Hyra, like, lashed out at him. Unfair. But yeah, Nemo says, definitely Crying Man. I completely agree with all your points. Good episode. Thank you, Nemo, for this nice reply. I really appreciate the support. And I really like Nemo. Nemo's really a nice guy. And then Link says, I don't really know who those YouTubers are, but from what you said, I am on Crying Man's side. Also, check out this pod called the Spitballers Comedy Pod. It is so funny, and it is also totally clean. Yeah, I did actually check out the Spitballers Comedy Pod. It's pretty funny. I recommend it. Because this was, like, what, a month ago that he did this reply, so I just checked it out. It's pretty good. Pretty sure they're on all platforms if you want to check it out. But yeah, so for episode 33, I said, who is the most fun brawler in your opinion? Nick Legend said, Edgar is fun because you can jump on people, and also Bonnie is the same thing but better. And then Day Cless says, probably Stu and BB. And then I'm Yo Bob DeGod says, I personally think that's either Dynamite or Mortis. So actually, I think I did the order wrong. This was actually episode 30. And then the ones are probably before that were 31, and the ones before that were 32, and then, yeah, so forth. I just mixed it up, my bad. You probably noticed that, and I didn't, but I'm also pretty tired. But, yeah, I have a lot of excuses, sorry. But, yeah. Anyways, I think that's about it for this episode. Make sure to leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed listening. I will shout out any replies or 5-star reviews I get. And also, we just got a Patreon page. So, if you want to get a face reveal and name reveal, you can donate $5 or $10 a month. But yeah, so I think that's about it for this episode. And there's no patrons yet, but yeah. Also, if you want to connect with me or friend request me or anything, you can friend request me or email me. All my links are in the description. Also, I just got Discord, so I will. If you want to talk with me on that, you can DM me. Just go to like one of the. You should probably just join the Mortis Brawl server, and then just you'll see my name in the Mortis Brawl server because I joined that one, and then you can friend me from that. And then you can DM me and we can talk if you want. But yeah, I think that's about it for this episode. Hopefully, you enjoyed listening and I will see you guys later. Bye.